What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yes, team, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what I learned from failing my motorbike test and how it can be applied to you as a Type 1, managing your blood glucose levels and managing your health at the end of the day, right? Because that's why we want great control, because we want great health. Yeah, quite sure you're all with me on that. So before we get going, as always, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more Type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. I run no paid advertisement or anything like that to this podcast. It's just grown. This is like the 201 episodes, I think, now. This has come over the last 2 or 3 years. And I appreciate you guys, because you guys have helped it grow. You're always sending me messages, letting me know how you're getting value from it. So I love that. So thank you so much. Showing a bit of gratitude there to you guys. Thank you. Also, whatever device or platform you're listening to it on, please give it a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories or on Facebook, and tag me at @type1_Tom on Instagram or Tom Allison on Facebook, just so I can reach out and say thank you. So, right, let's get straight into it. So, bit of a backstory. Ever since I was 16, I wanted to ride a motorbike. I did a little CBT, got a 50cc scooter. That got robbed from Wivenshaw Hospital when I was seeing one of my mate's girlfriends, and I just did my driving license, got a car. Up until about 3 months ago, when I was like, right, I've always wanted to learn how to ride a motorbike. Fuck it, I'm going to do it. So I did a CBT, which isn't a pass or a fail. It's compulsory basic training on a little 125cc bike. Bought myself 125 just to learn, you know, gain a bit of confidence on the road. From there, you have to go in for your theory. It's so much more complex than trying to get a car driving license, right? From there, you have to go into your theory. I pass that first time. Then you do what's called a mod one, which is in basically a car park, slow maneuvers, all that sort of shit, emergency stops on the bike. And this is on like a bigger 650cc bike, yeah? Because what I'm going for, if I pass, which I'll get to in a minute, I can ride any bike that I want. Not that I'm going to, because I'm not going to get a fucking 1000cc and do something daft, right? So you have a mod one, which is slow maneuvers. I pass that first time. Then you have a mod two, which is on the road with an instructor behind you. That's basically like your car driving test, yeah? Few questions, eyesight test, few questions about the bike, about carrying passengers. Then you get on the road. This is mod two. Now, last Thursday, I managed to pass my theory first time and pass my mod one first time. Last Thursday, I had my mod two and I failed. Now, I went in with the mindset of, and this is the first sort of lesson to you guys, two things are going to happen today. First thing, best case scenario, I'm going to come away, I'm going to have a full motorbike license. Happy days. Second thing is, I'm going to come away learning something and knowing what to do for next time. I went into it with that mindset and everything was cool. I answered the questions. As soon as I got on that bike, something didn't feel right. As soon as I got on the motorbike, stepped on, started pulling out the test centre. It was in Bredbury. Something didn't feel right. There's the kind of first thing. My mindset was shook a little bit. Just didn't feel right. And this isn't me making excuses. I genuinely, if I had a motorbike license and I would have got on a bike feeling that way, I would have got off. I wouldn't have gone on a ride. So I don't know what it was. Something didn't feel right. Anyway, we pulls out. We come to the first junction. Well, first of all, my first bit of a fuck up was we're coming out of the junction. And I wouldn't say I was nervous, I just didn't feel right, as I said. And a wagon stopped to let me past, and I didn't realise he was letting me past, and eventually flashed me. And it was a learner HGV driver. I was being a bit overcautious. So we goes out, we come to the first junction, I stop at the lights, and my front wheel is on the white line where you get the bicycle box when you stop at junctions. You guys in the UK will know what I'm on about. Normally like a green box. And I was looking down at it, and I looked behind me and the instructor was there, the examiner. I thought, fuck, I have fucked this. From then, my mindset was shook. I thought I failed already. And I got in my own head. That's the first thing. You end up getting in my own head. And then that fucked the rest of the ride up. And the main thing that I failed on is this. Because I thought I'd already failed, my head just went completely. And the examiner was like, look, if you do something, this is at the start before the test, if you do something and you think it's bad, just carry on. It might not be as bad as what you think. But I did this, I thought my front wheel's in the box, I've failed. He didn't actually pull me up on that at the end. The thing that got me, because my head was all over the place, is we was coming around a corner and I was in the left-hand lane. There was three lanes. And he went, right, you want to be in the right-hand lane, we're turning right. So I did all my checks and stuff, moved over to the right, looked up, the lights were going from amber to red and I did an emergency stop. The instructor had to slam his brakes on, his ABS kicked in, and I knew on that moment, 100%, I'd failed because I should have gone through. I should have gone through. And then there was another thing, just because that was in my head what I'd done, I was waiting at a junction and I was looking, there was loads of gaps in the traffic for me to go. And because I was just looking, but I wasn't mentally there, I was thinking, oh, I've just fucked it on doing that emergency stop at lights. I should have gone. The examiner said, come on, buddy. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to have to make progress. You're going to have to go. And those two things were the main serious sort of dangerous faults. You can only get one serious or dangerous fault, then you failed. You can get 10 minor faults, which I got like three of. You can get 10, your 11 is a fail. Yeah. So with that, basically, I got back to the test center and I knew that I'd failed, but what I did is I went in and the examiner said, he sits you in a room, you sort of tutor, the guy who I've been doing it with, was there, is he all right to it? Apologies, fucking guy on a bike going past. go figure, talking about bikes. He said, is he all right to listen to your results? Yes, that's fine. He said, unfortunately, you've been unsuccessful today. I said, I knew that. Thank you, I appreciate your honesty. I said, it was just a terrible ride. He said, no, it wasn't a bad ride. He said, the main thing is when you did your emergency stop at the lights, you should have just gone through. He said, and be a little bit more confident in your riding. So there's a couple of things we can learn from that and that I think we can apply to managing our diabetes and managing our health. The first thing is mindset's everything. I know this anyway. I'm big on it with clients. But when I got on that bike, I'd already failed myself because my head went. And then that, when my front wheel went in the box, that was just another kick in my mindset and I failed myself again. So I actually set myself up for a bad ride because I didn't feel great. And then every little thing that I thought was bad that would have been a failure, that I thought was a failure, wasn't, because of my mindset and how I was viewing things. This can come on to managing our diabetes and our health as well. Sometimes we think something's really bad and we switch our mindset to then just looking for the bad things, like I did on that test. He didn't even pull me on my front wheel in there. Some of the things that I thought I did was absolutely fine. But because I was in that frame of mind, I was looking for these bad things and I was finding all these nitty-picky things that didn't actually matter. But that was my mindset, that was on me. The second thing as well, the biggest thing that I want you guys to take from this and that I took is, I was doing a lot of research. I'm an obsessive bastard. Like, when I want something, I'll do everything in my power to get it. So yes, I was a bit gutted that I failed, but I did so much research of watching YouTube videos, reading about people that have failed the mod ones or the mod twos, and 90% of these people were putting it down to the examiner. A lot of these people were putting it down to the examiner, and I think this is something pretty bad that we need to be aware of, that we do as humans. If something doesn't go our way, it's so easy to push the blame. It would have been so easy for me to get back to the test center and go, well, he was just being fucking fussy. The examiner was being fussy. A lad who I actually did it with, come back, he ended up failing as well, but he was like, well, give me directions, and I didn't go that way, and this, that, and he kind of put it onto the examiner. And I obviously listened to him and kind of shook my head, but with me, I was like, it would have been so easy for me to get back and say, oh, it's the examiner's fault. He wasn't clear on his instructions, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and push the blame off myself onto him. And I think as type ones, a lot of us can have a tendency to, if our levels aren't right, if we're not managing things well, we're like, oh, well, it's someone else's fault. It's because I've not got a pump. It's because I've not got a Dexcom or a Libre. Or even though these things help, and like the examiner's there to help on this bike test, it was on me at the end of the day. He wanted to pass me. He'd give me so much help on certain things. He really wanted to pass me, but I give him reasons not to. And that's on me. And this is a big thing that we need to take as type ones. If our levels on our health isn't where we want it to be, we cannot ever blame anyone else. It's on ourselves at the end of the day. And that might be hard for some of you to hear, but it is. Because this is the thing. If I would have pushed it onto the examiner and said, well, it's the examiner's fault, that leaves me no room to get feedback from him and to learn a lesson. Same with you. If you're pushing bad glucose control, bad health and that onto other people all the time, that means you can't grow. You can't learn anything from it because you're giving that power to someone else that's outside of your control. I could not have controlled what fucking the examiner did. I can't control the examiner's result, what he says to me. I can only control my ride on the day, and it wasn't a good ride. That's in my control. So I had to take responsibility for that. And it's the same with managing our blood glucose levels. If they're not great and not where we want them to be, it is no one else's fault. It's not your DSN's fault. It's not your endo's fault. It's not your coach's fault if you got a coach. It's on you. It's on you. Because if you don't have that mindset and you're always pushing things out onto other people, you will stay in the same fucking place. You will. It's as simple as that. Yeah? If I would have that mindset, it's the examiner's fault. I would have gone in. I've actually booked my test again for next Thursday, the 1st. I would have gone into this test again, not learning anything, and probably fucking failed again. And it's the same. If we're always thinking that our control over our diabetes is, and our health is down to someone else, we're always going to be failing. It's little things like, let's say you're trying to manage your diabetes, you're not showing how to balls for takeouts, you go and get a takeout because your mate or your partner's having one, and your blood glucose levels are all over the fucking place, and you're like, oh, well, it's their fault because they was ordering takeout. It's fucking not. It's your fault because you're in control of saying yes or no. That's a very simplified, dumbed-down version. But it is, because I speak to a lot of type 1s and they're pushing the responsibility onto other people, and that's a sure way to fail. It's a sure way to fail. Same with me, if I was like, it's the examiner's fault, it was fussy, it wasn't clear, I couldn't hear him, it's the bike. All these other things that I've heard from people doing the mod 2 and failing. That leaves you no room to grow at the end of the day. So there's a couple of things I want you to take from this and the lessons that I took. There's another thing as well, which I'm going to mention towards the end. First one is mindset's everything. How you go into something will determine how it goes, because it's how what you look for. I went into that ride thinking, I don't feel good. First thing I thought was a fuck up that wasn't. Because my mindset was looking for those things, I found it, and that fucked everything up. The same with us as well. If we go into running tests or managing our diabetes, expecting with a shit fucked up mindset, if we get a result that we don't want, that will fuck everything else up. So mindset's always going to be first. Second thing is, we need to take responsibilities for ourselves at the end of the day. We cannot push anything else onto anyone else, because at the end of the day, that's giving them the power over us. It's down to us. We can learn, we can, do you know what I mean, go and learn, go and educate ourselves on as much as possible. But if you're like, well, I don't know this and I don't understand this because it's X, Y, or Z person's fault. Well, it's not, it's your own. That you need to have that fucking mindset, because that's the only way you're going to learn and grow. And the third thing is, a big believer I am of this, it might sound wishy-washy, everything will always happen for a reason, and everything happens in the right time. Let me give you an example of what I said to a few people. Maybe if I would have passed last Thursday, yeah, if the exam was like, right, it was a good ride, I would have passed. I would have gone out and bought a motorbike, a bigger one that I've got now. Maybe I would have had a bad accident. Maybe that was on the cards. Maybe that's why I didn't pass. Because if I would have gone out, would have had a bad accident. Who knows? You don't fucking know. Could have been other reasons, but everything happens for a reason, and everything happens in the right time as well. I'm a huge believer in that. I'm a huge believer in, we all get type 1 diabetes for a reason. Sometimes we won't find the reason out. I think mine honestly is, so I can help others through being a coach. I genuinely think that's my reason, but there's always a reason why fucking something happens, and things will happen in the right time. And if you can keep that mindset, you can keep those three things. One, mindset's everything. Try and not look for the shit things. Try and look for the good things. Two, take responsibility when things don't go your way. And three, understand that everything always happens for a reason. Yeah? And like, when I've got my next test next Thursday, if I fail then, you know what? I'll ask the instructor, like I did the examiner last time, for some constructive feedback. And I'll take that to the next one. And I'll keep going until I pass. I don't care how many times it takes me. I'll keep going, because everything will happen in due time, and everything happens for a reason. Another thing as well that I noticed with, and I can speak about this because I was this person, team. I was this person who pushed everything out on other reasons, on other people, sorry. If something didn't go the way that I want it, oh, well, no, it's their fault. It's this fault. It's not me. It was never me. When at the end of the day, we can only control ourselves. And you tend to find the people that really do struggle to take responsibility for themselves will get their back up when someone tries to help them and gives them constructive criticism. I was this person. So many people was like, well, maybe try this, try that. I was like, no, it's not going to fucking work. Why are you getting at me even more? And if I was like that in this test, when the examiner, number one, I wouldn't have asked him for feedback. But number two, when he give it, I would have been like, oh, he's just trying to get at me even more now. Yeah. So that's the thing to keep in mind. Those three things are crucial when it comes to managing your blood glucose levels and managing your health. One, mindset's everything. Think you're doing shit, look for shit things, you're going to fucking find it. Try and flip that. It's difficult, but try and flip it. Two, take responsibility. Whatever outcome happens, that's on you. No one else. Yeah? Whatever outcome happens, that's on you. No one else. Because then you're giving the power to someone else. You're never going to learn and grow. Yeah? And obviously the third one is be able to take constructive criticism. Because that is, even like I've got mentors, coach and stuff like that, I'm open to criticism from everyone. Even my mates will give me constructive criticism. But you've got to be able to take that because that is the only way that you will ever grow. Yeah? Team, that is it. Like I say, it was going to be a bit more of a mindset one, this, but it is something that I learned heavily from failing the bike test. I'll go back into the second one. Hopefully I'll pass. If not, I'll just fucking do it again. And it's the same with you guys when you're running tests and stuff like that. Things don't go the way that you planned. Keep those three things that I've said. Keep a solid mindset. Look for the lessons and then go and run it again. Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and review on the podcast app as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. Thanks very much for listening. Till the next episode, peace.